This is magic. Get above topsecret.com. Ringside for the bout of the century. Serpo! 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 Val steps into the ring, takes a right swing, ho, but Bill comes back and blocks with his gloves. Now Val follows up with an uppercut and a left and a right hook. Oh, Bill is stepping back against the ropes. Oh, hey, this is fun. It's magic at AboveTopSecret.com talking about Serpo. Serpo! And, and by the way, I'm reminded of, if anyone ever saw the movie Vanishing Point about this guy that, you know, is supposed to drive a car, you know, he's like moving a car and he ends up taking the car on a wild joyride and he's all hopped up on amphetamines. And along the way, he meets all these people, and one of the guys that he kind of hooks up with is a radio broadcaster on this little know-nothing station, KOW, and I feel kind of like that broadcaster. It's like, go, Kowalski, go. You know, go, Bill Ryan, go. Bill, if you're out there, they're coming for you, man. Oh, yeah. Or, oh, hey, maybe like that gang chick on the Warriors, you know. Hey, all you big boppers out there. This message goes out to the Warriors. Yeah. Oh, the joy of podcasting. Well, anyway, so here we are. It's a Saturday night, and it's February 4th, Saturday, and you know, Val's getting in there. She wants some information. You know, we got this drawing that got posted, which really looks like something I might have done when I was a kid, playing around with those little, you know, chart-o-graphic, you know, rapid-o-graph plastic, you know, little green plastic templates, and that's pretty much what this looks like. And seriously, that just the image I have in my mind is that somebody had their kid do this, you know, they had their kid do this, and then, you know, they're posting this, and they're just getting a hoot out of this, or it's probably just kids doing it, and this is what they're coming up with. They're just, you know, and I'm thinking it's kind of like a troll gang of kids that are just getting the time of their lives, you know, having us dance around this whole Serpo story. Serpo! So anyway, the latest drama in the thread is, you know, Val's coming on strong. She wants to get to the bottom of this, and so do I. And I understand Bill's position in as much as he wants to protect the confidentiality of his source, which, of course, we saw this whole thing with Judith Miller, you know, in the New York Times and all that. And it's like, yeah, you know, protecting the source is a noble thing to do. And while I would love to find out what the source of this is, I'm willing to try and play along here. We can play the game and not do that. But what Val's doing, and I think there might be a misunderstanding here, but what Val's simply saying is that there are some discrepancies here. And she wants to make sure that what we're getting is coming from the same source. If the source is changing, I hope that Bill can understand that that really complicates this whole process. And let's face it, if we're dealing with more than one source here, then that makes that 80-20 thing with disinformation, that makes that figure look even harder to accept. You know, while we do not necessarily need to know the actual identity of Anonymous, it is important to at least make sure that we aren't getting played by multiple unrelated trolls, because they do this kind of stuff all the time. And Bill, you may or may not be aware of this, but this is so common on the internet that there's volumes, literally volumes of internet lore out there that talk about famous trolls like this. Serpo will undoubtedly join them as a list of another famous troll. So, you know, I think it's important to remember where we are in all this and what's happening here. You know, and either, you know, like I said, I'm a little concerned about Bill's role as a promoter here, you know, but, you know, if you're looking at it from my point of view as someone who's pretty sure, okay, maybe not 100% confident, maybe only 99.99% confident that this is utter bunkum. you know, this puts Bill either in the role of a promoter of garbage, a witting promoter of garbage, or an unwitting rube, and neither of those are good. And Bill's mentioned, you know, you'd be laughed at. You know, Bill, I wouldn't be laughing at you. No matter how this turns out, my hope is that, you know, that this whole dramatic episode will not discourage you from seeking the truth. And even if you're a hoaxer, you know, my appeal to Anonymous out there is, even if you're a hoaxer, even if you're one of the kids that's in on this, it's not too late to turn back from the dark side. There's always hope. Never let anyone tell you that there isn't hope. There always is. You can always change your ways. You don't even have to come clean. You can just say, all right, I'm done with this, walk away, and then, you know, because the people that really get hurt by these hoaxes are not the people that are taken in. They learn something from it. But the people that perpetrate these hoaxes, man, that's some bad karma, you know? That's something you carry around. You know, you have to, whoever you are that's doing this hoax, you got to live with yourself for the rest of your life. And I guarantee you, your conscience will come to call. And it's just not good for you to do this kind of stuff to other people. It, you know, there is justice in this world, and we carry it out against ourselves. Take it from me. I used to be a flamer. I used to be all kinds of things. There's a lot of things I used to be I regret having been. And though my life is not an open book, I'm not ashamed to say, you know, I've learned the hard way about coming around to honesty and integrity. And I'm not perfect. I still got a lot of work to do in that department. But I'll tell you, once you do make that decision, once you make that step, it's like having a load taken off your shoulders. And, you know, what I'm seeing here is, yeah, it's a hoax and stuff, but I'm not going to let that bug me because, you know, hoaxes are just, you know, part and parcel of what the whole UFO thing seems to be about. I mean, if you look at the history of ufology, it's a history of hoaxes, a history of misdirection, a history of self-deception, a history of bait and switch and trolling and all this, you know, huckstering and profiteering off of the credibility and gullibility of people. So what's new about this? Nothing, you know? That's the thing. The only disclosure here is that apparently nothing has changed. Now, again, I applaud Bill for doing what he's doing, but Bill, please bear in mind, the longer you hold on to the story, the longer you insist on aiding Anonymous in doing what Anonymous is clearly doing here, you are committing yourself to be an accessory. And I don't know if you're actually, I'm assuming Bill doesn't even really have the time to listen to my nonsense, but I'm just saying, Bill, really, I urge you to think this over and consider your role in all this. And, you know, just looking at it, see, that's the thing, I just prefer to assume that Bill Ryan is not in this as some kind of hoaxer. I prefer to assume that because, you know what, if I'm wrong, it doesn't cost me anything. And if I am wrong, well, then, Bill, that's horrible, you know, and I really feel sorry for you if that's the case. But, you know, the thing is, if it's not the case, there's nothing to feel sorry for about here because you are demonstrating all these characteristics that I consider to be the kinds of things I want to see in my fellow ATS members. But anyway, I guess I said that more than enough, and I'm babbling on here in this babblecast. Just saying, it looks now like, you know, we need to nail some things down here, stringing along people, evading the facts, not offering to help people get a clear understanding of what's going on here works against the cause of disclosure, and it works against the cause of denying ignorance and promoting truth. So I urge Bill and anyone else listening to this, let's see if we can get these things straightened out. You know, to the extent we can't nail down at least something of, in terms of consistency about the source, all the other information is utterly worthless. It serves only as a foundation for speculation and the cycle of tail chasing, which does nothing to help the cause of trying to understand what the truth is about extraterrestrial life and the possibility of alien contact here on Earth. And as long as this kind of story takes up our attention, it distracts us from the truth. And as long as it does that, it's bad. It's wrong. That's my opinion. Yours may vary, and I'm always interested in hearing them. This has been Magic, MAJIC, at AboveTopSecret.com, ringside at Serpo. Until next time, be well, friends.